Hello, social workers. I am Linda Grobman, publisher and editor of the New Social Worker magazine, and this is the New Social Worker podcast edition. We have been super busy here at the New Social Worker, and I want to tell you about what is going on. We have just published our Spring-Summer 2019 issue, Volume 26, Number 2. Most of the articles from this issue are available on our website on the front page at socialworker.com. All articles from this issue are in the PDF digital edition, free to download from our website. Go to socialworker.com, click on magazine, and then click on digital edition. I hope you are having a great spring so far. I know that I am delighted that the weather is starting to be nice more often than not. With spring, many of our listeners and readers will be graduating soon with brand new social work degrees and starting brand new social work careers. I want to personally congratulate all new social work graduates or soon-to-be graduates, and welcome you to this great profession. So, back to the spring-summer issue of the magazine. Here are some of my publisher's thoughts on this issue. In this issue, we have two main areas of focus. The first is chronic and terminal illness. The second is your graduation and career development. The physical body and the emotional are interconnected, as I'm sure you know. A client who comes to you for a mental health issue, for example, depression, may be experiencing a chronic illness that contributes to that depression. Conversely, a patient who is being treated for a chronic illness, such as an autoimmune disease, may find that physical symptoms increase when the person is under emotional stress. It's important for the physical and mental health team to work together and to be aware of these connections and assess for them. With graduation comes joy and a little apprehension, right? Public speaking, one of the top fears, is a skill all social workers will use throughout their careers. In this issue, Jennifer Luna, a social work career expert, provides you with some helpful tips on presentation and speaking skills. Leah Reidlinger shares some reflections on how moving from the position of student to that of social work professional changed her perspective. And Elizabeth Betsy Clark advises that you always call yourself a social worker. Finally, Linda Graff has written a wonderful little article called "Will I Have a Social Work Legacy?" This article has just exploded on social media. What Linda talks about is the fact that she's not known for her writing, her research, her speaking. She didn't create a program or have a program named after her. She's not famous like Brene Brown. But over the years, she's interacted with hundreds and probably thousands of young people, and the impact that she has had in those interactions is her social work legacy. I'm sure many of you can relate. Please note, we have changed our publication schedule. This issue is for spring and summer, so we will be back again in the fall with a new issue. And in the meantime, before I close the episode, I also want to tell you about an exciting new blog on our website. Many of you are familiar already with Dana Bodenheimer, Dr. Dana Bodenheimer, LCSW, who wrote two books published by the New Social Worker Press. The first is Real World Clinical Social Work, Find Your Voice and Find Your Way. And her second book is On Clinical Social Work, Meditations and Truths from the Field. Dana is the founder and director of Walnut Psychotherapy Center, a private practice that focuses largely on therapy for the LGBTQ community in Philadelphia. And fortunately for us at the New Social Worker, Dana and the other staff and clinicians at Walnut are writing a new blog on our website called Clinical Intersections. It is so good. Please go to socialworker.com, then click on articles, and then click on Clinical Intersections. There are already 4 blog entries, and they're fantastic. We will be publishing a variety of material on our website over the summer, and as I said, we'll be back in the fall with our next full issue of the New Social Worker magazine. Take care, self-care, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you for listening to the New Social Worker podcast edition.